truth is out there. You just can't see it. My name is Michelle Dragony, and I am the Chief Buzz Officer and founder of CBuzz Media. Let me show you a new way to find truth in media. Truth in media is really a problem because everything out there is chock full of unfettered bias. There is no real truth in any of the information that we are given. Everything is filtered through at least one human, sometimes several. And there's always an overarching point of view from whoever owns the media source. So if you're never getting the truth about what's going on, how can you possibly act or vote in a way that has any meaning? The genesis of truth in this country starts when we're children. First, it's the Santa Claus. Before you're one, you know who Santa Claus is. And then there's the Easter Bunny. Probably get that when you're two. Your teeth don't start falling out until a little bit later. But then there's the Tooth Fairy. And it happened to me. I'm not that fond of Christmas or any of these Hallmark holidays. But when I had my son, he wanted to have Christmas, so I made Christmas for him. Now, he was homeschooled, and we went camping with a group of kids from a variety of ages in the Redwoods, where there's fairy rings. We come home, and the first thing he tells his father is that there are no fairies, because he saw no fairies in the fairy rings of the Redwoods. And then he said, if there's no fairies in the Redwoods, there's no Tooth Fairy. And if there's no Tooth Fairy, there's no Easter Bunny. And I am seeing Santa going down. And he does it. He kills Santa. He says, and then there's no Santa. And I was coming out of the bedroom doing laundry, and I was like, what? What? And his dad looked at me and said, well, you want me to lie? This is a homeschooled kid, of a person who's an instructional designer and educator, and I didn't particularly like Christmas anyway. So I was like, no. And what are we going to do? Lie to the kid? And I'm like, no. And that moment, it hurt a little bit. I had created this fantasy. I even made him an ugly bunny for Easter. I'd created this fantasy that I had bought into and I'd fallen in love with. But it's not reality and it's not the truth. So we get more lies from the media with just completely and totally unfettered bias. We have advertisers who just tell us anything we want to hear, so we buy it. We have religious leaders that lie to us. In education, there are all sorts of curricular lies. And it's a complete blackout on civic responsibility and how local government works. So how do you fix that? You need access to original source content that has been contextualized. What's that? Well, the FCC in 1977, when the cable industry was just being born, made sure that every locality had a public access channel. This now allowed public agencies to record their meetings, and you could watch it live on the cable channel, or you would have a recording of it that you could tune into because it would be repeated, right? And all of a sudden, people can see exactly who is saying what. Because prior to that, you have the newspapers, and you would have an agenda. But now you get to see public comment, you get to see everything that everybody is saying, and you can't take it back. You're looking at the truth. You're looking at exactly what happened. You're not looking at an editorial of what happened. You're looking at the actual data. And it's contextualized in that you know what agency it is, what town it is in. And you can make use of, when you're watching these videos, remotely. That's the new thing. So not only are you getting the truth, you now get to be remote in your civic involvement. And isn't that convenient for COVID? I'm glad I thought of this 5 years ago. It's going to come in handy. And so when we get down to this situation here, there is a discussion in one board meeting, and most of our board members are older, and the people who have kids, you know, or who have to work two jobs or whatever, they can't run. Those are the real people. Those are the people that are the average Joes. So the decisions that are made by city council have to be constantly balanced. We balance our city councils with people from every age group. Forget geographic demography. I'm interested in seeing chronologic. I'd like to see somebody from 18 to, say, 30, and then somebody from 30 to 45, and so on. So that you make sure you always get the early 20s point of view. You always get the mid-40s point of view. They're all different. What we have now, politically, at least in California here, is that people who are in their 70s and 80s have made decisions about things like Proposition 13. Well, that screwed education completely. I mean, the idea that you would base the amount of money that your district would get based on the type of property your district has, I just don't even know how anybody could think that is okay. Because, of course, people who have smaller houses, poorer houses, are going to have less money to put into property tax and therefore into the schools. I mean, it's just boom, boom, boom. But do 20-year-olds today understand that? Or 30-year-olds? So this is part of what CBuzz Media is all about. It's about making sure people know about the past, they know about the present, so that they can act significantly and effectively for the future. So to that end, let me tell you a story about how this type of media works. In our small town, cannabis came to town. And there were people like the parents of the high school and the Latinos of the Catholic Church who did not dig on the marijuana. And they came to the city council meeting in droves. And I was sitting there wondering, what does everybody else think? So it took a lot of effort for parents and kids and the Latino population to come out to the city council meetings. They've never done that before, but they were organized and they did, and it was great. You want to have that involvement, absolutely. But the story wasn't that simple. There were a bunch of kids who had grown up in the town, and they went up to cannabis country, learned everything they needed to know to come back to town, and they wanted to have full chain cannabis. Well, that's not exactly what the parents and the Latinos wanted. And so full chain is flower grow, manufacture, making it into, you know, edibles or whatever, and distribution. Well, there's also something called the starts. That's when they're little baby plants, like little, you know, starter pots you get at Ace Hardware for growing your vegetables. And in our town, we had a flower business until NAFTA, and then our flower business went away. And there were three farmers in town that would benefit from being able to grow starts. So as I was putting out the story, the city didn't know what a starts operation was, so I did a photo essay, and then they did. And that was a really important thing in terms of, you know, being a new media source. What am I doing? I'm giving you the information that you need to know so that you can write the ordinance. That gave me a lot of credibility. And that's what allowed me to have later on to have a contract with the city for $24,000 a year. So I proved some value to them. And I also proved value to my audience, because as I'm breaking this down and I sit through my postings, the Cannabis Coalition also got to see that if they continued in their desire to have full chain commercial cannabis, that what would happen is that the farmers would lose their opportunity for starts because people would just vote no for everything. They decided, based on this information that they were getting, that they would change their website and all of their signing and all of their messaging. They took flower grow, manufacture, and distribution off the table, changed their website, and promoted the farmer starts. Because these kids grew up here. They went to school with farmers' kids. And they understood the problem. But they had good data on which to act. And in a small town, we can act harmoniously together if we have good information. And as it turns out, the cannabis starts ordinance did indeed pass by 66%, and the other three things did not, which is exactly what the town really wanted as a whole. And because all of the sides could see what was going on, there was complete transparency, that's what happened. Another good story is about sex raids. So there was a deputy sheriff who had hired me to do a couple of podcasts with him so that he could get his message out, because he wanted to run against the current sheriff. He was the third in line of three sheriffs over 25 years without any election. And this deputy, he wanted to run against him and change things up. And so we did a couple podcasts, and they went well. And they were out there on the internet, you know, SEO, what it is. And it turns out somebody found me and sent me a secret video that had been taken off the internet. It was not a secret video in 2007, but it was a secret video to me and now, and to everybody else that is in the county. And it turns out it was all about a sex raid. Yes, that's right. The deputy sheriff was running against the incumbent who had been in a sex raid in Las Vegas in 2007. The video had been taken down because the actual sheriff at the time, he had a wife who was in media, and the video disappeared except for this one little copy that I got. So when I put it out on the social media, it doesn't matter to you in a seemingly well-run county that the sheriff was involved in a sex raid in 2007. And there was a white paper that placed him inside the house and everything. And all of this information was given to me. This is raw data, really raw data. Now I contextualize it, I put it out there with a good question, not telling people what to think, but asking them to think. So the deputy got 40% of the vote. What you can do with original source data, contextualization, distribution, and promotion is how you get to the internet and audience to train them on how to become truth seekers. The truth is out there. You cannot unhear this. You now know the truth is out there. So how are you going to act on this idea that there is truth out there? Well, you can always become one of my deputy buzz officers in whatever town or city that you live in. That's one way. But for the average citizen, maybe you can maybe go to your city's website, check out their agendas. What are you into? You want clean water? You want public safety? Find a niche for yourself. Everybody, find a niche for yourself. There's so much to be done. And now, this new CBuzz media model allows people to participate in 21st century issues and activities remotely. We the people are the change in the world. Nobody else is going to do it for us.